Dr. Drew over there, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191, fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. And tonight, James Marsters is our guest tonight. He's Spike. What the hell was that? From Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Boo.
I told Drew I was sick. Drew and I are both tired tonight for different reasons. Drew's tired because he's been working, and he's been up for a long time. I'm tired because I woke up from a nap 40 minutes ago, and I'm a little disoriented.
And I'm pissed.
And Drew's pissed. Oh, are you jealous of my napping schedule?
I'd say it's a full-blown envy.
Let me tell everyone something. I used to apologize for my napping until I literally became a millionaire. Literally. Literally. I did.
Whatever.
You know, when you're poor, you have to apologize for napping. You see, you know, people call you at 4 in the afternoon. Were you taking a nap? Oh, no. I mean, yeah, but I was pulled it all night. I mean, I was working a triple shift, a graveyard and swing shift, and Phil couldn't make it in, so I had to pull his shift. But when you're literally a millionaire, like myself, now I nap all goddamn day and laugh like a hyena. I answer the door in my bathrobe at 4 in the afternoon.
How dare you?
That's what I say, because people think, well, he must be some kind of genius if he can nap.
You should be an actor. It's part and parcel of the whole
thing. I should.
You sleep till too, yeah.
Do you nap, James?
Yes, ever since I moved down to Los Angeles, I was a theater actor, but I've embraced sloth and ignorance, and I'm a happy man now.
Good.
It doesn't bother me.
Well, ignorance was something I had a long time ago. I mean, that's something I always embraced, but the sloth part was something I hadn't really fully immersed myself in
just
until recently.
Just give up ambition and just roll.
That's what I do.
Until someone calls you, be passive with your life.
That's what I say to Drew all the time. Figure out exactly what you want to do in life and then nap.
Well, you always forget that step.
Oh, masturbate and then nap.
Much
right. Tonight it came in a slightly different order, but that's another story.
That's where you're just
one thing to. I do have to do, though, is speaking of sloth and ignorance, I have to set my clock that's in my bedroom
for
the current time.
Oh.
Not my egg timer, my actual clock, digital clock, because I still have not moved it ahead or moved it back.
Oh, yeah, that takes great initiative.
It does take some doing. Yeah, I'm going to have Oswaldo get on that Monday morning if I can. I need someone to make me a note
now,
to tell Oswaldo to do that. But here's my point. I'm good with it because I know it's an hour off,
right,
except for after a really hellacious nap when I'm disoriented. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Right. You're going to catch it someday.
When you're doing a radio show, it's really freaky because you wake up and it says, 9:49 and you're thinking, holy Christ,
yeah,
I've missed the show.
Yeah.
But here I am.
Oh,
isn't it great?
Even
great.
Sadder, I have a very fancy kind of clock with its own button for daylight saving.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll give you $5,000.
I felt so guilty for using it.
$10,000. I'll have his Waldo bring $10,000 to your home so I may obtain
suddenly
that
become,
clock.
You become Thurston Howell.
True. I'll give you $1,500 to be quiet. And all you people, $1,000 apiece to laugh, okay? Very well. Run along.
And I know you've been working because you told me you were installing a latrine.
Hmm.
We spoke yesterday.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I'm putting a urinal in my bathroom.
Oh,
good
yes.
For you.
Yes,
my new party house I'm building, three yeah. urinals. Three
Thank
urinals.
You.
Yes.
With dividers?
Yes, divisions, yes, unlike the L.A. airport.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. When you walk into a man's garage, you see a floor hoist, you see an impact wrench, you see a table saw that runs off of 220 volts with a Biesmeyer fence on it that goes up to 54 inches, and then you see a urinal coming out of the wall, and you go, this guy's all man. I'll never F around with this guy. A urinal in the garage.
Don't put the ice in the urinal, though, man.
When I throw parties.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about who we just have on here from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The woman, girl.
Amber.
Crazy,
Amber.
Oh, yeah, Amber, yes, the virgin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You made her say vaginal stimulation?
In front of her mom.
About that?
In front of her mom.
She was quite proud of that, though. We gave her enormous amounts of, props.
She brought her mom in here, which is always a bad idea. I feel, but, so we plugged the hell out of the show, but what episode's coming up this Tuesday? We'll do specific plugging.
This Tuesday is all about me and my feelings and what I'm doing. No, it's, yeah. it's a crossover episode between Buffy and Angel, and we're going back in time about 120 years to a point where Angel and Spike, Drusilla, and Darla all kind of hooked up.
Wow.
And we're going to find out stuff about Spike that no one's known before.
Really?
Spike,
you don't want to give it away.
No.
All right.
We'll say it's a sexual preference. We'll just leave it at that.
Tune in Tuesday to 8 o'clock on the WB, and you'll find out if Spike's gay or not. Speaking of gay, The Man Show, everybody, on right now in the fabulous Comedy Central.
Have you and Jimmy finally consummated?
The very first.
Is that what that allusion is to?
Quiet down. The best Man Show episode we've ever done on tonight.
You don't know which one.
They're all good.
Yeah,
that's
right.
So I
that's
can
it.
Say
yeah,
that
right.
with confidence, Drew. How dare you. Chris, $400 to be quiet for this next call. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 27.
Yes.
What's up?
I work for the Department of Corrections up here in Washington, and I was walking our tier doing my cell checks the other day, and one of our inmates who is what we call a tosser, it means he throws fecal matter or whatever,
sure.
Hit me with a cup of urine and semen mixed. In the
hold on one second, Chris.
Yes. Yeah,
that's called a Highland Blizzard. I used to drink those in college.
We call it
urine and...
We
call it a milkshake. We call it Highland Blizzard. It's a cap full of semen. It was a semen floater. We call it a nice
a boilermaker.
Right.
Frothy head of urine. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
the good thing about that is you don't feel it hit you really because it's pretty, it's about body temperature.
Yeah, but when it drips down your face and your eyes and mouth. And
oh, stuff. My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now you, Adam, and your peers were tossers. Let's face it. I'm really realizing that.
How dare you? We were flingers. There's a difference.
Oh, we get flung at
it's
too.
Finesse
by the
thing.
Oh, I
what
see.
Do you, what do you call the flingers?
Flingers.
Okay.
Tossers,
exactly.
I see.
Okay.
And then there's smearers who take one piece of turd and rub it all over their whole cell.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like the party, but I'd like to... when those guys get furloughed, tell me. I'd like to take them out.
Okay.
Really? You don't hear that. I mean, you assume this kind of stuff
sense.
Goes on. It makes perfect sense. I would never question it, but you just don't hear that much about it.
Oh,
look for the area. Fill that space.
Ooh. Oh, boy. All right, so you were hit...
coated, yeah.
Coated. Really got you right in the puss, huh?
I had counted the cell next to his and walked to his to make sure he was in there and smack in the face.
Oh. And what are they...
Are they disciplined for that, the guy?
Oh, yeah. They put in a hole, yeah. Yeah, instantly.
Are they... These guys are psychiatrically ill?
Yeah, it's special offenders unit guys who are off their meds or, well, they're on medication and for whatever reason refused to take his meds that day or
mm-hmm.
whatever. And normally I don't work that unit, but I was doing overtime and they forgot to tell me that
How does the hole look, by the way? That sounds like a good napping place for me. No windows?
No windows, solid steel.
Nice. People can't get to me?
They're locked up 23 hours a day. They get 1 hour.
I like this hole.
Yeah.
Sure, I like to put one in my new house, a hole. See, I won't. I don't look at the word. Yes, I'll adjourn myself to the hole. I'll see you kiddies in the morning. I'll be in the hole. But, you know, I would see, if I was in the hole, I would not look at it as me not being able to get out. I would look at it as other people not being able to get in.
Yeah. It's like
see?
Grandpa Munster.
And then I would laugh.
That's
Grandpa Munster in the
right.
house.
In the basement.
Yeah.
All right, so what could he get, Drew?
Well, Chris, do you know these guys, that this particular guy has anything?
We're not allowed to, because they have the same rights for medical stuff as...
Well, now, wait a minute. But you medical caretakers have a right to know what they've been exposed
right,
to.
Right, and the people in our hospital unit know, but I can't get that information.
Because you're not a medical caretaker, you can't get that?
I'm a correctional officer, not a medical caretaker.
Oh, my God, that is insane. Is that just in Washington, or is that...
I don't know about nationwide. I know that's how the system works here.
Well, are they going to treat you in any way?
I have full medical...
No, but I mean, what's the plan? Have you ever had hepatitis B vaccine?
Oh, yeah, I've had all the vaccines.
All the vaccines. So really, it's about...
Because it's about AIDS?
It's about how long do I really need to worry about it?
Well, well, 6 months, you're free and clear, but the question is,
the bigger,
you're not going to get AIDS from
no,
that.
No, the bigger question is, does it make him gay?
No.
Seriously.
Hey, if all the raping I've seen doesn't make me gay, that sure wouldn't.
That's a great gig you got there. You couldn't get a job at a manure farm or something, someplace you could enjoy yourself?
Oh, well.
Oh, humanity.
Even Tom Arnold's descriptions of the hog farm.
I know.
Sound a bit.
Hey, listen, Chris, I hate people from doing this show. I can't imagine how much you hate humanity.
Come on up. I'll give you a tour.
No. Listen, I closed my whole childhood was like that. I don't need a tour.
Chris... the question then is, should you be on any antiviral medications?
No. He's fine.
We don't know that.
All right, but listen.
If this guy were HIV positive, there's a probability that people might suggest he take antiviral medication because there's good evidence that exposure, even high-risk exposure, can be prevented from going on to infection with the proper treatment.
How would one get it if, let's say one didn't have any cuts or lesions? Is an eyeball a place
eyeball,
that can get in?
Theoretically.
Let's say it's the window to the soul. Does that mean HIV can get in that way, too?
Yeah, possibly, but it's mostly interesting with his direct blood exposure.
Okay, but don't you think he could say to the personnel in the hospital ward, hey, listen, MFers, I just got hit with a dump truck full of bad goo, and if this guy's got the HIV and you don't tell me about it right now, there's going to be a hairy lawsuit. I'm going to own this prison. I'll turn it into a car wash.
You just have to trust that the doctors will take action if this guy...
Well, that's a lawsuit.
But I think that's the way to handle it. Go to the medical system where his records are known and, you know, advise them of exposure and let them make their decision.
All right. Ryan?
Yeah.
Good question, though.
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Two of my friends are having sex unprotected. They've got condoms with them and everything. They just don't believe that they need them because they don't know that there is, they don't think that there's any sperm in the whatever you want to call it. And, yeah, that too.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they're listening, and I just want
to say if there's any or not. Yes, it's chock full of sperm.
For some people, it's very highly concentrated. In sperm.
Some people?
Yeah, well,
some people don't leak.
Under 30.
Yeah, some people don't leak, and most people have a high degree of sperm in those.
Yeah, I also had another question, and I guess this would be for both you guys. I was wondering the side effects of shrooms. What those do. I've never heard anyone say that those things will, like, screw you up and all that.
Ryan, and I actually expect to see the same kinds of problems from mushrooms that we see from LSD and even ecstasy, possibly, but I've not seen it, so I can't honestly say that it definitely happens. And I think the reason I haven't seen it is that people don't use a lot of mushrooms. They taste like hell. They're grown in house cow pies, and they kick the crap out of you when you take them. People don't use a lot.
Look at it this way: you spread cow crap on everything that's grown,
and you eat.
Yeah, broccoli. you know, manure is everything.
Yeah, manure is
fish guts.
Yeah, but you don't.
So there's your logic.
Yeah, but this is.
Thank you. Who's the genius here?
This comes with the cowboy is with the mushroom.
Stand up for the mushroom man.
Listen, defend that, Ryan.
Yeah.
Here's the big side effect of mushrooms. Your side. It's actually your side is the side effect. It hurts from you laughing all night long. And people don't do enough of them. And Drew wishes, I'm with Drew. I wish they'd do more, too. But they don't do enough mushrooms for them to get any kind of a definitive answer to this question.
Yeah, right.
All right, but James.
It can't be good for you.
Ryan.
I'm sorry. Ryan, it's not going to make you any smarter, put it that way. How often do you do mushrooms?
I don't do them.
All right. Well, stop asking questions for other people, you idiot. Man, is this guy's interested in this. His friends seem to be having a good time. They're doing drugs. They're getting laid. Ryan's sitting in a folding chair with a steno pad documenting the whole goddamn thing.
Here we go.
I was just thinking about me in high school.
Yeah.
All right.
And? That you did?
I didn't do a lot.
You took notes?
I didn't take notes either. I did. I didn't get laid. I didn't do any drugs. I was honing my napping craft. Back then, so it was time well spent. You know what I'm saying? James, have you begun napping in high school?
Yeah. I'm a big sleeper. I love to sleep.
I like to think of it this way. When didn't I nap? I think there was a summer between the fourth and fifth grade where I wasn't napping.
There's
other than that,
freer than an hour free where you can lay down on you and your pillow, you know?
Great.
I love that.
I know. Calgon, take me away.
I don't have a favorite pillow.
This is some sort of torture for me tonight. Is that the deal?
You wish you'd nap today, don't you, Drew?
Wish I had any kind of sleep.
Well, Drew, you napped during the show. Kristen?
That's true.
Hello?
You're 16.
Adam, I just want to say that you're a god, even though you don't believe in God. But
No, I believe myself as a god. That's the difference. I'm an atheist only when it comes to other people's gods.
So.
Yeah, not myself, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, James.
Yeah.
I saw you on the Late Late Show on Friday, which I have to say your accents were very good.
Well, thank you.
It was pretty amazing. I actually wanted to know.
Wait a minute, was the Late Late Show the later show?
Craig Kilborn.
Kilborn.
Oh, is that called the Late Late Show? I thought it was just the Late Show. Oh, that's Letterman.
No. Letterman. Yeah.
Letterman's work Late Show. Kilborn's the Late Late
Show. It sounded better than the Very Late Show.
The super. Your sleeping show.
You're too late. You're stinking.
All right.
Way too late.
So go ahead. I'm sorry, Krista.
The girl made me make up a question. So what do you think of your fan base online?
I think they're actually really cool. I got to say, I think the people who watch Buffy tend to be drawn toward good writing, frankly. They're not watching some of the other shows that are available. But yeah, they tend to be very gracious. They tend to be very kind. They give me a nice compliment and kind of make me feel good. And that's about it. I don't have a computer. I don't like to get into it that much.
Oh, you don't?
Screw with your head.
Well, we could hang.
I've got a guitar.
You're a very expensive computer. You just don't know how to use it.
I know.
Same thing.
It's a $3,000 coaster, actually,
yeah,
is what it is.
It's not ignorance. I'm just standing up for my right to be uninformed.
Well, hey, Kristen, you said our screener told you to make up a question. Was that it?
Basically, I just want to say that if you ever get online, James, to check out jamesmarshers.com without any hyphens or anything, it's the best website for you out there.
Thank you.
I'm basically plugging the girl who runs it right now.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of unofficial websites, and I think GoTo, man, it's just great. I like the unofficial ones. You know,
and
steal those photographs. I think it's cool.
Too.
What's that?
You posted on the posting board at Buffy.com recently.
Yes, yes.
All right. Hey, Kristen?
Yeah?
How overweight are you, honey?
Huh? Oh, I'm only like 120. I don't know. I haven't weighed myself. But
you're
I'm
fat.
Like
3 foot tall?
No, I'm 5'9".
What's up? Bad skin? What's going on?
Nothing.
Why are you camped out in front of the computer so much?
Nothing. I'm homeschooled. I'm we're not religious, though.
So, I know, but that always means crazy mom, that homeschool thing.
She's a little crazy, but...
I replace home and school with crazy and mom.
Now, wait.
I swear to Christ, if I hear the word home and school, I just, in my mind, it's crazy, mom. Those are the two words. It's just a quick replacement, right?
It's certainly been the pattern.
Huh?
Yeah. Crazy mom?
Yeah, I don't live with her. I live with my dad, though, and I'm actually about to graduate. I get to graduate 2 years early because of homeschooling.
Yeah, sure. I would have graduated my kids when they were four. Yeah, go out, hit the pavement, get yourself a job. You've got your degree.
I'm going to do computer classes and
Wait a minute. How do you graduate early from homeschooling?
You take a GED if you...
Oh, well, yeah, Drew, you could have passed that in the sixth grade.
If you homeschool 5 years straight, at least, I've been homeschooled all my life, then you can take the GED when you're 16 and start college classes when you're 16, too. And so I'm going to do computers.
Have you...
Okay, well, you're homeschooled. Okay. Who was Charles de Gaulle?
Huh? I'm not that.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
Hey, have you seen daylight? Have you been outdoors?
Yeah, I was just out today.
Oh, you went outside today for the first time?
I live in Virginia, so we've got...
I see. What's wrong with your mom that she homeschooled you?
Nothing. My parents were just... They didn't like the schools here. They suck.
What city are you in?
I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Right. And, well, everyone knows that. No schools
over
there.
It's over in... Completely opposite coast, but...
I see. And how are your parents qualified to be home school teachers?
I don't know. My dad's a psychology major, and I don't know what my mom is, but... But I guess we basically now we teach ourselves.
And you get up... what time would you have to be at school when you homeschool?
Well, we can get up at, 9:30 or 10, and you only have to study for, 3 or 4 hours because we don't have all the extra crap that you get at regular school because they just keep you there to babysit
extra
you.
Extra crap like science.
Extra math.
No, extra crap like the PE and all that stuff. And
well, she didn't have the actor that played LeBeau from Hogan's Heroes give a assembly speech about the Holocaust like I got. So there's one important facet of schooling she missed out on. And probably a lot of ceramic classes I took. She didn't take
not,
it home.
Does not know how to do a quail pot.
I'll guess she doesn't. Oh, what is it? Why? You're going to... Okay. I don't want to freak her out too much. But, honey, we're going to graduate you 2 years early because Mama got a job. I don't know. On one hand, I learned nothing in school, and it was a complete waste of time. On the other hand, I've learned how to mold other people.
There would have been
the shape I'd like them to be in.
No flinging at home.
No.
Oh, it's just a great way to start a party. I mean, you know, socializing.
Right.
Well, how are you going to make friends and learn how to...
Hey, going to negotiate. What is life? I mean, what is work? Half of it is the work, and then the other half is the networking and who you get along with and who you know and how, you know, that whole sort of social aspect of it, which I got to believe is hard to learn. All right, let's. James Marsters is here tonight from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We will take ourselves a little break. Hey, is the man show on over there? Turn it on that television, would you, Ann? I wanna watch it. I mean, it's during a commercial. We'll just keep talking.
Whatever.
Yes. Yeah. I'll have to wait for Ann. Drew, we'll take another call while she's trying to find the man show over there. Comedy Central. Wait a minute.
Nancy.
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 Yes.
All right.
What's your name?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. Okay, you're 21?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, well, we got to go. The man show's on.
Best show on television.
Oh, yes. The best show on television. So,
hey,
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
The best night on television.
That's
right.
Whole
different thing.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
Pride and satisfaction in a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Taffy Construction is looking for. Taffy Construction is looking for new carpenters. And get this, no experience necessary. That's right. Taffy will start you on a career path with paid training while learning from the best in the business. And if you've got experience, Taffy is always hiring. Taffy Construction has set itself apart from the competition with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacations, a 401k, and an excellent record of stable year-round employment. If you have no experience but are willing to work hard and learn a valued career, or if you have experience but are looking for something better, then you should call Taffy. With many job sites throughout the area, chances are good you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area, Taffy Construction. Call 612-919-WORK. At Taffy Construction, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
When someone makes you an offer, either you want it and take it, or don't want it and don't take it. Of course, there are those you want and don't take, and those you don't want but take anyway. And who could forget the offers you never wanted, said no to a million times, but they give it to you anyway. As for me, I stick to the ones I want and need. Like this one from Xerox.
Now get a Xerox Document Center 332 digital copier, including everything. Lease, service, supplies, and 10,000 copies for only $349 a month. Just call 1-800-ASK-XEROX.
Everything you need for one low price. That's my kind of offer.
The Document Center copies 32 pages per minute, is networkable, easily upgrades to print, scan, and fax, and comes with a Xerox Total Satisfaction Guarantee. Call 1-800-ASK-XEROX for the Document Center right for you.
With Xerox, you get everything. Also known as the outbeat, kicking myself if I don't call offer.
Based on 60-month lease, see restrictions at Xerox.com/DOC.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Grumpy's on Washington presents Girl Party. Join Shelley Miller from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Watch episodes of Sex in the City, drink Cosmos and Martinis, get your nails done, and meet psychic Ruth Lorden. That's Girl Party, Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. at Grumpy's. Oh, boys can come too. Are you ready to change your latitude? Be sure to come by Champs Americana in Woodbury on Thursday, November 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. and register to win a trip for two to go Loco and Acapulco and other great zone prizes. That's Champs Americana in Woodbury on Thursday, November 16th. Join Shelly Miller at the 4th Street Station and the Lab every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. for great live music. This Wednesday, November 15th, it's Gin House Jed with Skip Billy and Shoot Lucy. There will be free bar tab giveaways and other great prizes. $1 draft beer and $4 martinis. 4th Street Station and the Lab is located on 4th and Sibley in downtown St. Paul. Join Shelly Miller at Tui's in Burnsville for Wild Tuesdays. At Wild Tuesdays at Tui's, you can qualify to win Minnesota Wild Sweet Passes and Wild Mountain Lift tickets. Drink two for ones on selected beer and listen to alternative classics. For more info, check zone105.com. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files. The Rock in Rio Festival grows week by week. The January 12th through 21st Music Festival in Rio de Janeiro has announced the addition of Brit Rock King's Oasis. The band joins a star-studded lineup that includes Sting, the Dave Matthews Band, Foo Fighters, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, R.E.M., and more. The Zone Files, brought to you by Quest Wireless and Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Join Zone 105's Tim Connolly with the Zone Files.
Hi, it's Tim Connolly of Zone 105, and these are the Zone Files.
Tim takes you behind the scenes and talks to and about your favorite Zone artists. Plus, Tim is your inside connection on everything Hollywood has to offer. And we mean everything. The Zone Files, heard daily on Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. James Marsis is our guest tonight. He is Spike the Vampire and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Tuesday night.
Don't do the frog anymore.
That's too late.
It never really worked out.
Oh, it didn't work out.
I don't know.
I lost a lot of money on that, Drew.
What was his name? Yeah. Oh, God. What was his name? Lawrence the Frog.
Bad Promo McBlowme or something. I can't remember. Remember the dubba 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 dubba?
Well, McBlowme was what you told the producers when they asked you to do the dubba dubba dubba.
We actually...
you're not going to go over to the dub?
Well, no. What happened was is many, many years ago, Loveline was a syndicated show. TV show was going to be like syndicated by Fox before MTV, like a year before that. It's a long story. We went to some affiliate in Chicago, and it would have been on the WB in Chicago.
Yeah.
And we had to do these little, you know, commercials for it. And they'd say, you know, hey, watch Loveline on Chicago's WB. And I was saying to the guy, fellas, this is a horrid idea. This WWWWB was brand new at the time, and they were like, we got to do it. And they'd go, now I'd go, is it WWWB or is it WWWWB? And they'd go, no, it's WWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWWW
ejaculate.
No, I remember them putting in a card. Dubbas. Remember, they like the number of
dubbas. Six dubbas, but a good beat in between the fourth and fifth dubba. And I was like, this is dubba retarded. And I was saying, Drew, and I wish everyone would just listen to me, and you big pussy, you never backed me up on any of these things.
Back then, I didn't know you were such a genius.
You didn't know. Be real.
Right. No, because, you were not a millionaire.
Because I was not literally a millionaire. But I yelled at publicists when we were doing something called media training, when had to learn to talk to the media as a retarded and a waste of time.
What did they tell you in a class?
Oh, my God. They have stuff called media training where you learn how to answer question. This is not kids calling in, young adults calling in. Never say kids. Never say kids. Say young adults. Young adults. And Drew, so help me Christ, I stood up and I said, this is a big waste of all our time.
No, be fair now. What you did was we were doing these little test sessions on camera.
Before that.
And the guy says, how do you feel about being attacked for having a difficult content on your show? And Anna goes, how do I feel? You want to know how I feel? What'd you say? I can't remember. So based on kids here,
use the S word.
Yeah.
give an ass or something. Well, I knew it was a waste of time, even though I'd been out of construction for a week. I said, this is a waste of time, all you idiots.
What a boring radio show if you'd taken their advice. Can you imagine?
This was for the TV. This is when the TV was going to be on the syndicated circuit. But anyway, there's many a bad idea I've smelt coming down the pike. Drew's never backed me up on any of them. I've always just left floating out in the wind on these things and looking like an idiot. I mean,
Adam, you need a brain vacation.
How dare you? That was another horrible idea. Oh, my God. All the horrible ideas. And you see, here's the thing, everybody. I had never done a TV show before. I'd barely done a radio show. I was barely doing anything. So I was sitting with people who had a collective 250 years TV experience around a boardroom table trying to tell them this was a horrible idea. And I was like the guy who just got off the bus. And Drew would not back me up one iota.
I just been off the bus with you.
I know, but you've got no guts, man. You got no instinct.
I said
to those people at the Nyman Cafe Rally and Blow Me, that's the asshole. Oh, please, screw them. They do nothing, those bottom-feeding leech publicists. Please, all you wretched, horrible people, all of you. I told all those
except for my publicist who got me this gift tonight.
They're wonderful, but I told them this was a colossal waste of time when we did it on a Saturday, and I want my life back. They owe me 4 hours for wasting my time, media training. This is what you guys get when you sit home and watch Entertainment Tonight, a bunch of crap that has been passed through a media sieve by a bunch of idiots who are call themselves publicists.
How about
their
brain vacation?
Everything's. Yeah, but Drew, you let me hang. You never chimed in. I just sat out there being a troublemaker. Everyone listen to me. Thank you. Nancy?
Yeah.
You owe me, brother.
I'm sorry?
Not you, sister.
Oh, I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship. I just started in a relationship, and I had my first outbreak of herpes over a year and a half ago, and I haven't had a recurrence since then.
Genital herpes.
Yes, genital herpes. I had simplex too, and I wanted to know.
How's the kickboxing going? I've seen the commercials where everyone's kickboxing with these genital herpes.
That's for the medication for genital herpes, remember?
Oh, it doesn't force you to kickbox when you get there?
No, you've got to be pursuing. You got to have a prescription for the medication.
Then you start kickboxing. Right. Interesting.
Nancy, how do you know it was type 2?
I was tested, and my doctor told me.
So they did a viral culture?
Uh-huh. They did a viral culture.
Huh.
And I hadn't had a reoccurrence for over a year and a half.
You had some recurrences, and then they stopped.
Well, I had them probably a couple of months after my first outbreak.
How many types are there?
Just
one and two?
This type. There's some other types.
Type 2 worse than type 1?
It's more, yeah.
What's the difference? Just more?
Type 2 is more intense, causes meningitis sometimes.
Mm-hmm. So if type 1, you'd say you'd be doing some kickboxing or some Tai Bo. Type 2 might be some Tai Or fighting, or actual, like, cage fighting.
Type 2, you know, type 2 is the kickbox. Type 1 is you're doing, like, floor acrobatics.
Like aerobicized type stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to know was, as far as oral sex goes, in that such a long period of time, how...
Wait, you had it in your mouth also?
No, I didn't.
Okay, the virus is produced at the site of the sores. That's where the viral particles actually come out of your skin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's like those cleaning places that say the plant is on the premises.
At least that's where the high concentration of the virus is. There's some emitted prior to that in the region of the initial infection.
Okay, but as far as like after not having it for so long, I mean, are your chances of
if you have sex again? Sometimes sex...
Of having oral sex performed on you for my partner.
Ah.
What's the chances of them getting that if I haven't had any reoccurrences?
Pretty low if you don't have any symptoms.
For that long of a period?
It is pretty low.
No, Drew doesn't know. But yeah, you're fine. No one knows.
But it's pretty low.
Gynecologist knows.
It's fairly unusual.
Okay.
All right. You're fine.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have some sex. All right. Enjoy. You know, I was thinking about, you know, dry cleaning places, as long as there's big letters with the plant on premises.
Yeah, what is that thing?
You ever see that, Drew?
Yeah.
It's like, well, what they're saying is...
They do it there.
We do it there. Yeah. But I'm thinking, I don't care where you do it. I would think to myself, it's not like my shirt cannot be transported. I'm driving it here.
And this related to the herpes question?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. It's not a big selling point.
Thanks for bringing it up. That's nice.
You know, that's a really horrible chemical.
Other random thoughts you'd like to share with us?
that nap
didn't just make you groggy, it made you grandiose.
It's freed my mind.
Yes.
Brother. Will?
Yeah?
You're 16.
Yeah. First of all, I wanted to say, Adam, you're my idol.
That's right. Thank you.
My mom is a lesbian, and she's been one since I was, like, 10. And recently, I've, like, said some things, you know, to her that would really, you know, hurt her feelings.
Why?
I don't know. I just...
What are you angry with her about?
I don't know. I'm not really angry with her. It's just, I guess I was kind of using it as kind of like, you know, to hurt her.
Why? Why do you want to hurt her?
I don't know.
Well, somebody your age usually would be kind of angry or there's some reason you want to hurt her. Was she just, you know, hey, Mom, what's for breakfast? And by the way?
No. It was out on the driving range. She told her she wasn't keeping her head down, wasn't following through in the proper rotation of the hip. Yeah, it really crushed her.
Yeah.
What'd you tell her, Will?
Well, I was leaving for school the other morning, and she was yelling at me, and I told her to, you know, go lick her girlfriend.
Nice. Oh, that's nice.
Well, listen, you are kind of asking for it when you tell your teenage son you're a lesbian. I mean, in terms of sort of opening the floodgates for insults.
Well,
yeah, she shouldn't have told you.
And how did she react to that?
How did I?
How did she react to that?
Oh, I don't know. I guess she went inside, and when I got home, she was really upset, and so... I just wanted to know.
Pretty good, though.
If there was anything I could do to, you know, let her know that I love her.
How about tell her that?
I do, and it's just like she's still just mad at me. She's always mad at me.
How's your girlfriend doing? Do you have one?
Yes, she does.
She does. You get along with her?
Well, no, wait a minute. Let's zero in on this.
I'm curious about the girlfriend. You get along with the girlfriend?
Sometimes.
Is she all right, lady?
Yeah, she's nice. She's a butch.
She's butch?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know. Let me explain the lesbians. One of them has to be the dude.
Yeah.
Okay, now thank God your mom isn't the dude. It could be worse.
Yeah, and don't mess with lesbians because they will kick your ass.
Yeah, especially the butch one. Now, how do you know she's the butch one?
Because she's like 6'3". No, she dresses like a man.
Yeah.
You know, she always wears tennis shoes. She doesn't carry a purse.
All right. Listen.
Works. She like lays tile for a living. She does a man's job and strength is involved.
Right.
So.
She's a tile setter, huh?
Yeah.
And what's your mom do?
My mom's unemployed.
I see.
Her ex-husband, my stepdad, is like running from the IRS, and it all comes on her. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, Will, first off, don't smoke pot. You'll freak out. You understand? You'll be thinking about the lesbian mom and the butch stepmom and the tile setting, and you'll go insane. So don't you sound relatively intact.
Well, this
guy's kind of been through a lot.
Yeah, this is what I want to focus on. He clearly has a very connected relationship with mom, but she's angry all the time right now. Why do you think she's angry all the time?
Probably because I'm not doing too good in school.
Why aren't you doing a little better? She's worried about you, right?
I just don't apply myself, I guess.
Yeah, but are you depressed?
Well, maybe you're dumb.
No.
Why not? I was dumb.
Yes. Are you depressed?
I don't know. I just...
I'd say he's depressed.
It's not that you're dealing with a lot of stuff. Why don't you, listen, you love your mom, you want to tell her that, but why don't you tell her you've just not been feeling right lately, and maybe you guys can get an evaluation, maybe get something that can help you, so you can start sort of getting off the dime a little bit again.
Listen, Will, you don't have to figure out what to put in a gift basket. You just tell her you love her sincerely. And see if you can bear the hatchet a little with her.
But let her know that when you're irritable and angry and feel worthless, those are all signs of depression.
Yeah.
And it's her job. Here's where she can help you, is to get you some care. And she doesn't have to fix you, and she doesn't have to be frustrated with the fact that you can't do your work, because it's a problem here and it needs to be treated.
All right. Oh, boy. Big old butch girlfriend coming home with the Western
dog.
Yeah,
but you can't say go lick your girlfriend. It's like saying go lick your boyfriend. You can't say that to your mom, man. It's,
no.
Of course you're going to
say it. It's like, no, but it doesn't work. Like, Drew, your parents are still together, right? You couldn't go blow dad.
No.
You can't.
No. But Will's like got a crossbow. He's just like firing it off. Right?
Yeah.
He's just,
I mean, you got to give him some points for pulling a sort of lesbian-specific slight, out of his hat on the way out the door. Yeah, I give the guy credit for that.
You know what we like about it? And I hate using the word like to something like that, is that it's so honest.
Yeah.
That it suggests, that he feels as though he can be himself and say whatever is on his mind, no matter how egregious, to his mom.
Yeah.
And then he turns right around and says, you know what, I really love my mom and I want to regain that connection. I mean, that's a sort of a real range of feelings that are sort of extraordinary. And he needs help. He's depressed, and he can't contain those feelings right now.
All right. Well, speaking of range of feelings, we're going to take a range of a break. See, that's a good segue.
That's called segue. Right into some sort of fart.
No gas tonight. Bad last night, though.
Nice.
And, with the quilt, the extra quilt on the blanket with the cold weather and the heater going, really kicks it in.
No fiber in the wintertime.
Really kicks it in. Oh, wait till the holidays roll around. All that pumpkin pie.
I thought to myself,
that's great.
I thought to myself, we get Thursday night off Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we do. A warm weather sport, yeah?
But it's going to be 3 or 4 nights of cranberries.
A cranberry conversation?
And it seems like...
Oh, my God, you're right. When is Thanksgiving?
I mean, it seems like
weeks off?
We just had our last cranberry diatribe, it seemed like.
Yes, I have to go on my cranberry
jag.
Cranberry jag. We're juicing in cereal cranberries. What the hell? Why did we cultivate?
No. Stop.
James,
stop.
You're a cranberry guy. Okay.
I like cranberries. I don't like canned cranberries.
We'll be right there.
I will get into that.
Next week. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Here's the deal. I don't want to shoot my cranberry load this early in the week. We're not quite close enough, but I will give people my recipe, and I have a sack of cranberries in my refrigerator from last year, because I hoard cranberries, because they go, oh yes, they get bought up, they really do, and you can't get them. And before you know it, you're scoring cranberries at the park from some black guys, 110 pounds and 7 feet tall, and he's got the shakes. He's doing anything to sell you those cranberries. I'm going to start hoarding. And I suggest everyone, I'm going to get more. I'm going to make my own cranberries. I'll bring some in.
What do you propose to do with these berries?
No.
Oh, no.
Stop.
We'll be right back. How dare you, Anderson? Let me tell you this. I will bring my own cranberry sauce to Thanksgiving festivities, so I do not have to eat that crappy canned crap like the trailer trash. It is my family. And if they take offense to it, I say, how dare you? How dare me? How dare you for opening a can during this sacred holiday?
In front of a literal millionaire.
Yes. How dare you? How dare you open a can in front of a literal millionaire? You realize I could have cut my velvet tongue on that can? We'll take a break.
1-800-LOVE-191.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Pride and satisfaction in a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Tappy Construction is looking for. Tappy Construction is looking for new carpenters. And get this, no experience necessary. That's right. Tappy will start you on a career path with pay training while learning from the best in the business. And if you've got experience, Tappy is always hiring. Tappy Construction has set itself apart from the competition with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacations, a 401k, and an excellent record of stable year-round employment. If you have no experience but are willing to work hard and learn a valued career, or if you have experience but are looking for something better, then you should call Tappy. With many job sites throughout the area, chances are good you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area, Tappy Construction. Call 612-919-WORK. At Tappy Construction, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
With holidays coming up, it's time for family and friends to get together. At Black Hawk Liquors, they would like to help you have the best possible holidays by giving you great deals on your favorite wines and spirits. At Black Hawk Liquor, they offer a selection of great domestic and imported wines to make any occasion great. Some of the great deals include a buy one bottle, second bottle half price deal on big names like Turning Leaf Reserve, Forest Glen, Fetzer, and Behringer Founders Estate. Don't forget to stock up on your favorite beers at Black Hawk. They have everyday low prices on beers like Heineken 12-pack bottles for $10.99, Wurzweiler, St. Pauli Girl, and Grolsch 12-pack bottles, $9.99. Or they offer great deals on domestic beers. Just go to this station's website and link on to Black Hawk Liquors for more details. Black Hawk Liquors is located in Egan on the corner of 35E and Gisley Road. Or call 651-686-4612 for directions. Black Hawk Liquors. No sales, just great deals every day.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
If that's bad, then I want to be bad.
I'm okay.
Plus, Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m., just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then, join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105.
4,000 people get sick every year from contaminated water. 900 of those people die.
It's all in their heads.
It's media hype.
The average American dumps at least 20 pounds of household toxins down the drain every year, most of which ends up in the drinking water supply.
Personally, I drink tap water. I mean, it's not like we're in Bangladesh.
Personally, I feel fine. I mean, I ask you, seriously, who's really getting hurt here?
5.8 million children died last year as a result of unsafe drinking water.
Not me, or my kids, right, Billy? Billy, where are you?
Can one person make a difference? Today, 66% of our rivers and lakes are safe for fishing and swimming. A third more than in 1970. One person can make a difference. A message from Echo, the Earth Communications Office.
With holidays coming up, it's time for family and friends to get together. At Black Hawk Liquors, they would like to help you have the best possible holidays by giving you great deals on your favorite wines and spirits. At Black Hawk Liquor, they offer a selection of great domestic and imported wines to make any occasion great. Some of the great deals include a buy one bottle, second bottle half price deal on big names like Turning Leaf Reserve, Forest Glen, Fetzer, and Behringer Founders Estate. Don't forget to stock up on your favorite beers at Black Hawk. They have everyday low prices on beers like Heineken 12-pack bottles for $10.99, Wurzweiler, St. Pauli Girl, and Grolsch 12-pack bottles, $9.99. Or they offer great deals on domestic beers. Just go to this station's website and link on to Black Hawk Liquors for more details. Black Hawk Liquors is located in Egan on the corner of 35E and Gisley Road. Or call 651-686-4612 for directions. Black Hawk Liquors. No sales, just great deals every day.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. All right, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Tuesday night.
Sure.
WB, 8 o'clock. We had a little discussion about what is brine, pickle brine.
I hear the word brine, I think bile right away. It's not good.
Brine is the other stuff that's in the jar that pickles and pig's feet and pickled eggs are in and all that kind of stuff. And for some reason, that's brine. James seems to think it's salt water.
Something like
and
that.
And I tend to agree with him, but
it's got to have a vinegar or something.
Yes. Drew doesn't have a good angle on brine, though, so somebody get to the bottom of that and get back to us. And yes, Drew, let's not let me forget.
Briny sea.
It probably means salt water.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't use the ocean water for brine.
Dictionary. How dare you?
How dare you? Where is the dictionary?
The red, the big, thick red book.
Like us ate it. Where is it? All right, do I have to get up?
And crying, vibrator.
Hold on. Cover me, Drew.
Let's go to some calls here. This is Maria, who's 23. Thank you. Hi, Maria.
How you doing?
Good.
I had a question. I just wanted to know if it was normal. I've been married for a year,
mm-hmm.
and me and my husband don't have sex a lot. I mean, I'm not into it.
What are you good for?
What do you mean?
How often does he want to have sex a week?
If it was up to him, every day.
And how often would you like to have sex?
I don't know, like once a month sometimes.
Right.
And basically not at all. Not at all, right?
Yes. Yeah. And is it something about him that's slowing you down, or you think it's you?
I think it's me.
Mm-hmm. True. Have you found the definition of brine?
Well, brine shrimp, I'm saying here, and that's where I got the shellfish thing, I'm realizing.
Okay. Sorry, Mary. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's me.
Why?
Well, ever since I was little, my mom always told me, you know, that sex was bad and this and that.
Hang on a second. Water saturated or strongly impregnated with common salt. The water of a sea or lake. Remember I said seawater?
Right.
No mention of vinegar.
Okay. So everyone's right, but true. Maria?
Uh-huh.
Do you have a cooking question?
No. So, Maria, we understand that your parents gave you a lot of negative stuff about sexuality, but it sounds like maybe something even worse happened than that.
Yes.
And maybe you have some, in addition to that, have some heavier feelings about men for some reason.
And most people whose parents tell them sex is bad end
have
up
more
having
sex.
Tons of sex.
Have more sex.
And enjoying it more.
But, you know, it's like after, when we do have sex, I feel really, really guilty.
Yeah, but you're not zeroing in on the real issue there. What about men?
Like, when I was in high school and I always had a boyfriend, I didn't lose my virginity until I was 19.
Wait, is your mom Catholic?
We were.
Uh-huh.
But we're not more.
You're Jews now?
No. We're Mormons.
Yeah. Pagans.
Mormons?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Christ. From the frying pan into the fire, everybody. And is your dad around?
Yes.
Is he a good guy?
Yes, he is.
Is he an alcoholic?
No.
You ever sexually abuse you?
No.
You ever get raped?
Yes.
How old were you?
I was almost 20.
Mm-hmm. Anything before that?
No.
Were you physically, did your parents strike you when you were growing up?
No.
What do you mean? No. That's not Adam.
When you're bad, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean, not like, just because.
Maria.
So you're saying when you were sleeping, they didn't come up and beat you?
No.
They had to do something bad?
Yeah.
And then you got a beating.
Yes.
All right. And who raped you?
Well, I went to Mexico for vacation.
Not enough said.
Wait a minute. Now, would they hit you with objects?
This is our second night in a row of going to Mexico on a vacation rape story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She hit you with her hand.
Yeah.
Well, that's not...
Like, that's about it.
That's not good. Okay, that's sometimes enough to cause some pretty wild behaviors in young people. But this isn't really that story either yet.
All right. So listen, Maria, you like your husband. He doesn't beat on you. He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. He's not abusive. Great guy.
Yes.
Why don't you throw a little sex his way, huh?
Okay.
Yeah,
it's your husband.
Get over it.
Wait, I'm sure.
No, listen to me.
Hang on a second.
How dare you question my questionosity? Here's what you do. We've talked about this before. You can change your behaviors by just doing the behavior.
Yeah, but
you don't have any big obstacles in your way. You're a little bit freaked out, and the further you get away from it, the further you'll get next time. And that didn't make any sense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You become sort of dormant.
You're weak tonight, Adam. Just face it.
No, I am not. What I'm saying is, let's not dissect it. dissect it down until there's nothing left.
Just Maria back on the horse.
Don't get it.
Here's the deal.
On that horse.
And they didn't so much tell you that sex was bad, but that sex outside of marriage was bad, right?
Right.
And you're married now. So that's not bad anymore, right?
Yeah, okay. True. Aren't you glad we got her back for another breathtaking 30 seconds with the auctioneer, Maria? Just lie down and open your legs and let your husband get on there for a few minutes. It's fine. You're married. Just hold still.
You don't have to love it. She's got to enjoy it.
I know, you don't. Listen, what
she deserves.
Yeah, you know, let me tell you something. You don't have to enjoy anything in life. You go to work, you don't have to like that.
Let's take another call.
Why do we have to love everything? Just start doing it. Stop loving everything, everybody.
James, have you not learned yet that when he says weird stuff like that, just let it go?
Okay. But let me tell you this. We're under the impression now as a society, I don't think we were 50 years ago, that we must be in love with everything in order to do it. Hey, I got a job. It's gratifying. It's fulfilling. I love it. I love this and I love that. I got an SUV and I'm going to extreme mountain camping next week because I love that. And I'm going Paris. Listen, stop loving everything. Just hold still. Let someone love on you for a while. You don't have to love everything. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Is this another Maria?
Yeah.
Yes, get back on the couch. Get off that goddamn mountain bike and get back on the couch.
Watch your commercials like you're supposed to.
That's right.
Anthony.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, I want to say, Drew, you are totally underrated. People do not give you enough credit.
Oh, it's kind of a backhanded compliment.
Quite the contrary.
And Anderson is a technical genius. He cracks me up all the time.
Anthony's a man for the underdog.
Yeah.
Totally.
You virgin, Anthony?
Yeah.
Shocking. Shocking.
Oh,
he's giving Anderson
too,
his
man.
Kudos.
You're just a genius.
Thank you. Now, hold on. We got to go to break.
Ah.
Take a break with that. What? Let's see. What happens to him?
What?
What about his penis here, Drew?
No sperm comes out.
Nothing
no,
comes
no
out.
No semen comes out.
Okay. Exactly. Drew, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Speaking of genius.
Yeah.
Once every 100th caller, I make the junior college call.
Yes.
And once every 400th caller, I make the virgin call.
Oh, and once every
for the male.
250th, you call the job.
And I call their job.
Yeah.
Am I ever wrong with the virgin or the junior college? When I hear a goofy voice on a guy praising Drew and Engineer Anderson, I know virgin. I know there's a guy who's
praising
his
Drew
baloney.
Or Anderson that really flagged it.
Anderson, actually, because I got a little of that techie.
You are an asshole.
All right. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We'll take a quick break. We'll get back with the Virgin Anthony after that.
Love Line.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back.
I'm Doug Spence, and if you're just starting to shop for your diamond engagement ring, here's why you should visit Spence Diamonds. First of all, our selection of ring designs is massive, easily the largest in the state. Also, our product knowledge is second to none. After all, diamonds are all we carry. And third, at Spence Diamonds, our prices on quality certified diamonds are guaranteed to be the absolute best. And you'll see that if you check us out at SpenceDiamonds.com. Remember, Spence Diamonds handles both diamond cutting and ring manufacturing in-house. Our advanced cutting technology allows us to cut beautiful, high-quality diamonds in a very cost-effective manner. We can afford to pass exceptional prices on to you. Visit SpenceDiamonds.com for examples of current prices, then visit our stores in Roseville or Bloomington for selection, product know-how, and the guaranteed best diamond value.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds, in Roseville on County B2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center, and in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSD Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone. From novice to expert, call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
The following ad wasn't tested for effectiveness. It wasn't tested in front of consumers in rooms with two-way mirrors. We don't even mention our name in the first 7 seconds. Oh, by the way, we're Dish Network Digital Satellite TV. We didn't feel the need to test this ad because we're about to use a word you can't ignore. Free. I'll pause while you veer your car back onto the highway. Free as in now you can get a Dish 500 digital satellite TV system. Free after $199 rebate with 1 year programming commitment of at least $39.98 a month. And now basic professional installation is free too. You've probably heard the word free used in tandem with car wash or smoked cheese, but we're using it with a digital satellite TV system with more channels and more movies. We realize this ad isn't entertaining, but we guarantee it'll get the job done. Call 1-888-399-DISH and make this ad impactful, effective, and efficacious. Dish Network. How would you like your TV?
Available at Sears and other fine retailers. Cancellation penalties and other restrictions apply. Offer expires 7/31/2000. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice.
Minnesota's largest on-air collection of alternative classics. This is Zone 105 Music. Alternative revolution lives on. 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105.
I met the most amazing person the other day, and I was just wondering, how did you know that Mom was the one?
Because most dads spend less than 10 minutes a day with their kids.
Dad, should I invest in a CD or a mutual fund? And what do you think?
Being a dad is real simple. All it takes is time, and it takes a man to be a dad. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free, helpful information. A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative and the Ad Council.
Zone105.com has the best online contest.
Oh, come here, you two.
Register to win an alternative classic vacation to see one of your favorite Zone artists. You can also register to win concert tickets to the best local shows, go to the hottest events, get free movie passes, and more. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNB Cambridge. KZNB Denver. This is Zone 105.
Hey, it's Love Live. We're here with James Marsden from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You thrilled me with your gas, Adam. I didn't know you were going to fart in the middle.
I didn't either until the music
was playing. That was not Anderson.
I thought I had a little fart going there. Yeah. That's good radio, Drew, and I can time the fart right.
Compared right. To rhythm music.
Yeah, that's fine.
Music's so good.
I was, we were talking, James Marsden is
aren't
here.
We were signing some autographs. Oh, yeah. Girl comes up and goes, Adam, nice farts. And I thought to myself, people are listening to you when you just blow gas. Aren't you slightly embarrassed?
You know, I should be. I really should be. But you know what? My job is to step aside and get outside of myself and entertain, whichever orifice I use, whether it's the mouth, the anus, is to entertain. You understand? I'm an entertainer.
Yeah. But still, there's dignity.
And shaking my ass. These are the things that I make my living from.
That's right.
That's right. I entertain. That, you understand, Drew?
Yeah. I don't
worry. I don't sit and examine every word that comes out like you do, Drew.
Yeah. This is the power of the media, though. Anybody, farting normally would not be quite so cool. But you get
that's right.
Chicks come up
for me.
Thank you for that.
She didn't say thank you so much, but
she said nice.
She did.
Yeah. She admired it.
She did appreciate it. And that was one of our. I tell you, more feedback from the Big Fart Show. That was your birthday. That was the birthday show.
Yeah.
When you did it from out in the hall, sitting on a trash can.
It was nice.
Right, because Drew had to go in the hall. It was so bad. But I did want to say.
It was bad. Yeah.
This is farting weather. You know, we touched on it a little earlier, and I'll tell you why it's farting weather. First off, you're wearing clothing that is sort of conducive to farting, with like sweatpants,
thinking that you could get away with it.
Well, you're driving with the windows rolled up and the heater on. I mean, that's a. I mean, think about the difference between breaking wind in a car with the sunroof open and the windows down and the air conditioning on, or the heater going, defrosters going, and all the windows rolled up. I mean, that is night and day.
Yeah, but somehow that brisk cold air can neutralize it nicely. While on a hot day, you're already miserable.
And then you're blasted. That's true, but who's rolling the windows down? I lock the windows in my car.
I see.
My partner, Jimmy, not only locks the windows, but he locks the doors because I tried to open his car door when I couldn't get the window open on the freeway. It's wonderful. Now, when you're at home, you got the heat going, you got the windows closed, and you got that big down comforter over you, and it's tucked in under your feet.
That's the thing,
like a burrito.
But then it's just, you know,
like a fart burrito.
This is what tossers and flingers become preoccupied. Flingers as they grow older, and tossers when they're on their meds talk like this.
I was wondering, do the tossers look down on the flingers, or vice versa, or do they
Let me tell you something.
No, you're sick.
As a flinger, I could kick any tosser's ass.
Tossers, they're weird.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a flinger for life, right? You get the jacket, you get the colors, the initiation. I don't want to even tell you what that is.
Oh, boy.
Anthony?
Yo. Now, this is wonderful.
Hey, I saw that guy on TV tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, he was as bad as you say he is. I thought you were exaggerating.
No.
You weren't one bit. He's that bad.
Huell Hauser.
He was just walking around, like, interviewing random people off the street for no reason.
Yeah. You know what I love about Dr. Drew? Huell Hauser has been on television in Los Angeles for 37 years, every night for 37 years. Drew is lived in Pasadena for 42 years and has never heard of Huell Hauser, never seen him, and has no idea who he is. That is the beauty of Dr. Drew,
everybody. He was on the street, like, two blocks from my house, and I had never heard of him. My mom comes in, she's like, oh, that's Huell Hauser.
All right, Anthony, what's going on?
All right. When I masturbate, I...
Baklava! All right, go ahead.
All right, when I masturbate, I barely come at all. And I was wondering if that would, like, give me problems later on.
No,
like,
that's fine. But I imagine it's because you're...
Yeah, see if you can slow it down to five times a day.
Exactly.
No, it's not even that much. Like, once a day.
Yeah.
Maybe. Like that.
But listen, Anthony, you're never going to be with a woman, so what are you worried about?
Dude, okay, I've gotten blowjobs before.
Oh, with the S word. Really? Even nerds are getting blown now. You understand the significance of that? You know,
the global significance.
When I was in high school,
the ecosystem.
Only the upper echelon of the coolest of the cool dudes got the BJs.
Yeah.
And the guys who got the BJs were even ahead of those who got sex.
Right. Oh, that totally. They're deviant.
Meaning there was always some nerdy guy who was dating some nerdy girl, and they'd been together for 4.5 years, and he was getting sex. But then there was the guys getting the BJs on the first and second date. I did. I was not one of these guys, but I did know a guy who knew one of these guys who was getting blown. So as you can see, I was on the inside in a way myself.
It's but pure football. That's what gets it.
This guy's getting a... No. I can't. I think his dog did it. Kylie?
Kyle.
Oh, Kyle?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you just been watching porn and you have like a higher expectation of yourself?
No, it's a different caller. Different caller.
The other guy, Anthony, hung up.
Sorry.
Kyle, what's up?
What's up? Hey, I have some information on the brine for you.
Thanks. Well, we did settle it, but go ahead.
Oh, you settled it?
No, go.
I didn't hear that part. It's a mixture of salt, water, and then some sort of acidity, like a vinegar.
Ooh.
And then some sort of spices, pickling spices. And it just comes from kind of... ancient times before, they had refrigeration, things to do to preserve meats and vegetables so they can carry them through the winter. But
thank you.
When they talked about salting meats, is that what they're talking about?
No.
They're talking about it. Every culture has its own variation. Japanese culture pressed the fish in between layers of vinegar and rice, and that's where sushi came from. Every culture has its own little different take on it.
Well, hold on a second. And the salting the meat is like more the jerky pemmican drying the meat to last the winter kind of thing. But the brine is actually... it's submerging it in something.
Yeah, so we don't have to waste those pig's feet. You know, they don't want to go bad on you.
Yeah.
How do you eat a pig's feet? You pick it up and chew on like a...
popsicle.
Yeah, gnaw it.
First thing you need to do is take the rope you're using to hold up your pants and tie that around the bottom end so you can get a good grasp on the pig's foot. Oh, who knows? I don't know who eats pig's feet. I think black people and the whitest of the white trash. It's really the spectrum. No one in between. It's to be albino trash or black.
Germans.
Oh, yeah. Foreigners. Yeah. All bets are off. The Europeans. Kyle?
Yeah.
What else do we have a question from about? What do you know about that? Drew wants to know about salting the meat.
Salting the meat. What the salt does is it draws moisture out of anything that you pack it on top of. So if you put it on meat or vegetables and everything, what it'll do is it'll draw out all the moisture so that the moisture is what carries the bacteria and allows things to break down, prevents that from happening. Same kind of thing that you're doing with the brine is that you're pulling, drawing all the moisture out of it. You're keeping it on the outside, so it's what they call anaerobic, so you don't have any of the anaerobic microorganisms that can cause, like, bacteria.
The putrefying bacteria.
Right.
Kyle, you work for Petridge Farms or Hillshire Farms or something?
I teach at a culinary school. I'm a chef at a culinary school.
I see. Let me ask you a question. It's sort of related. Why do those chefs get so much poontang?
I don't know.
How does that work? Who decided they were celebrities?
Well, because we're sick bastards, and the front of the house guys, the waiters, they're all pretty boys.
Yeah.
Back in the kitchen, you know, we're just slinging pans around.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who decided that these guys were sex symbols?
I don't know.
All right.
I'm glad they did finally.
Thanks, Kyle.
Well, you know they're good at something.
Yeah.
Kyle, you have any recipes for cranberry sauce while we're here? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to need you. We're going to give you the number here. You have to call back in a week and a half or something when I give
you Are you as offended about cranberry sauce as Adam is?
I was just listening to that, and that's that gel that comes in the can.
Oh.
Even though it's good with the leftovers, that's like the white trash.
Thank you. People opening cans
on
Thanksgiving.
Are you
going to
give them the number? Have you
undo it? Yes, and we'll get him back because we'll have to trade some cranberry sauce secrets if we get a little bit. My Aunt Pat likes to leave it in the shape of the can. You can actually see the serrations from the side of the can.
Put it all in one big blob.
Proudly displayed.
Or half it will be cut into little discs.
Yeah,
really nice.
There you go. Yeah, we pre-cut some discs, and we didn't go ahead and cut the entire thing in case people don't get to that part of the disc. We'll have some for next year. We'll have a nice block for next year. My Aunt Pat is one of these people that has the plastic container for the cardboard milk carton. You ever seen these things?
Lord, yeah.
One of those people with 1,000 of those little change purses and stuff. She has a thing. It is square. It is for half-gallon cardboard milk cartons, and it has a hole in the top and a sort of a handle built on it and a little bottom tray where the handle's attached to, and you drop it in there. And she's had that thing for, 32 years, and now when I go over there, I see where it's been repaired. And I think, okay, one of us is killing ourselves, I think to myself, each Thanksgiving. I do not come from this family. You got 49 cents worth of milk. First off, how many times you had trouble handling the gallon milk container? It's not like I pull it out of my fridge every day and it goes flying across the room. I handle it just fine. I don't, you know, but you put a handle on the soap. Put a handle. What about that thing of Crisco? Doesn't that need a handle? What about the eggs? Don't they all need a little suction device, like their own little handles? Everything's got a handle on it. The hell was I born into? True. You didn't know. You ever see one of these things?
Oh, I've seen them.
What about not one that's been repaired?
No. That's impressive.
I don't know if that was an in-house thing or she sent it out, maybe back to the manufacturer. I don't know who fixed that thing. I don't think you can get them anymore. And she'll be fast. She's very fast to point that out when I make fun of it, that they don't make them anymore. I was like, Aunt Pat, here's why. Because people can hold the milk. You know why? There's something called opposable thumbs that we developed in the mid-50s. And now we can carry our milk.
The milk all comes with handles now. The plastic.
Yeah, those do. Well, I still think she can slide that one in.
She has to cut the handle off.
She likes a certain amount of redundancy in her milk pour.
In case the first handle fails.
Right. She's got a backup, like an aircraft.
Like NASA.
Michael?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yes.
What's up?
the question is, I'm, like, really sexually active, like, with almost anyone. It could be male or female. And my question is it normal? I mean, I need to have sex, like, 3 times a day. Masturbating is not cutting it anymore. And it's been going on for, like, the past, I don't know, few years, where I just, like, need it constantly.
He's bisexual.
What do you got in the background there?
What is that,
bird or chimp or something?
I don't have nothing in the... Oh, a dog. It's a dog in the backyard.
No, it's, what kind of dog?
It's a Pomeranian.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's
the world's worst dog.
Ow!
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, I'd kill that thing if I were you.
Well, I had a BB gun and my mom took it away because I shot it 3 times.
Good, good man.
Ooh, Michael.
Yeah, now here's the people.
Boy.
Here's the people I'd like to talk to. Who's letting Michael have sex with them? Those are the folks I'd like to talk to. Forget about Michael having the sex.
Yeah.
Who's holding still long enough for Michael to mount up?
Let's see.
He shot his Pomeranian.
This is 20.
Yes.
Yeah. He's got 11.
Yeah.
Shooting BB guns off?
Well, I got it.
No, well, I mean, this isn't just... No, I didn't do that, like, recently. This was when I was younger. Because my mom breeds them for, like...
Oh, guilty. Done. Guilty. The verdict is in. Mom is guilty. She breeds Pomeranians.
Yeah, pretty much.
Is she a lesbian?
Oh, hell no.
Huh?
No.
What's wrong with her?
Nothing. My mom.
What'd dad do? Kill himself?
I wish. No.
Where's dad? Is he there?
No, dad's not here.
What do you do to you?
Long gone.
What do you mean you wish he killed himself?
No, I was just, like, saying it, just like in general.
Yeah.
I mean, no, I talk to my dad and I kind of get along with him, but. I've had a stepfather for the past 14, going on 15 years.
Mm-mm.
How's he been?
He's cool. He's like the perfect stepdad almost.
Nope. Any sexual abuse?
Nope.
Really?
Well,
yeah.
When I was like, I guess around the age of 13,
yeah.
My cousin sexually abused me.
There you go.
And then
how did that go from no to...
I don't know.
That is such an amazing...
His brother did the same thing to me.
Who did?
My cousin's brother. So both of them.
Okay, there we go. That's where we get the hypersexuality and the ambivalence and all that kind of stuff. I knew it was something.
Right.
How many Pomeranians are in that backyard right now?
Just one.
Really? Sounds like a team of them.
She doesn't breed them anymore because they kind of get on my nerves.
All right. So the sexual abuse, Michael, is a major issue here, right? Major. It is what... sort of fuels the sexual compulsion.
Okay.
And unless you find a way to sort of rewire what has happened to you.
Well, see, I tried like to cut back and I can't.
No, you need some therapy. You really do. You really do.
Do you work?
I work.
Where do you work?
I work at a hospital.
Fantastic.
I'm an insurance verification specialist.
I see. So you're professional.
Pretty much.
And you have a decent enough job.
Yes.
And you could move out of the house.
Yes.
And maybe use your own medical insurance to see about getting a little therapy.
I've had therapy.
Well, it hasn't worked. Oh, my God.
I seriously have had therapy. I had therapy because I was, like, in major depression.
Yeah.
And I was, like, seriously going through a lot of mixed feelings.
Uh-huh.
And have they ever suggested you might be bipolar?
No.
That's another possibility.
How much therapy did you have?
I went for a few years.
I see.
See, I had suicide attempts. And then I just pretty much got over it, and I figured the way I'm dealing with it now is like to become really sexually active.
Okay. Well, you found a nice healthy outlet by banging Jesus out of everyone.
It's not healthy because I have it like there's times where I have it so much that my groin kind of starts hurting.
No way. Who is letting you have that much sex with them?
Thanks to the internet, I find a lot of...
Oh, my God, that is true.
Oh, my God.
It's got that maniacal mad scientist laugh, too. No, I know what you're saying. No, listen. Okay, hold on a second. First off, you got to move out of that house. One Pomeranian is too many. Those are the world's crappiest dogs. All you people that like those dogs that are like rats, oh, God, you should just be put on some barge and dragged out in the middle of the ocean and just burnt. I cannot stand those little things. And this guy's got to move out. He's got to get out of that house. And he's got to get back into a little therapy. And this internet Drew.
By the way, you know, somebody have lots of sex, multiple partners, not women.
Oh, interesting. No, but there's a lot. See, here's what's going on. I mean, look at it this way. We have, we know from doing this show that the society's decaying at a rapid pace, right? And as the society, it just sort of, I think when we take a look at this internet thing, we'll be able to look at some sort of chart that says, wow, society really hit rock bottom, and this internet came about the same time.
Do you really think society's crumbling?
No, I don't care. I live up in the hills. I'm literally a millionaire. I just want to get to work and back without getting shot. I'm fine. If I just wade through the trash and humanity, I'll be fine. But there's a lot of, I don't think society's crumbling, but there's a growing population of sort of screwed up people who are more apt to act out.
Yeah. Okay.
And they can be found via the internet. And these are the people that are attracted to the internet oftentimes. These are lonely people. These are people that have social problems. They're not the captain of the football team. They're not the head of the cheerleading squad. They're attracted to the internet. And I have friends I talk to about this where they spend time on the internet and they're meeting all kinds of people. And if you got your own car and you got a job and you got a few bucks in your wallet and you're on that thing and you got a good rap, I mean, you can stay busy.
I bet Michael's with the man.
Okay.
Just says, by the way,
Michael?
Yeah.
What percentage of the folks that you're with are men?
I don't know, about 75 to 80%.
See,
right.
There you go.
Let's see, 85 to 90%.
But see, I mean,
yeah, dudes, right.
That's like really good.
You're just going and banging you. You're just having sex with a bunch of guys whose uncle and cousin got hold of them when they were 12.
Exactly.
And it's one big sort of circle of life.
Yikes.
It's great. It's great. Don't think about that when you're getting a BJ, though. It'll kill your erection.
Well, maybe that'll help.
It's only
five,
buddy.
You know?
All right, listen. Don't get any of these guys pregnant. What?
I'm seriously, I know that I've never had any, sexually transmitted diseases.
Aren't you worried about getting HIV?
I am, but there's that sexual drive that just keeps...
Okay, listen, Michael. Listen to me, you goofball. You go to SA.
SA, Sexual Anonymous?
Yeah,
that's right.
Sex addict.
That's right, SA. All right? That's it. Go there and move out of that house.
I've looked for...
I'm done talking to you. Go to SA and move out of that Pomeranian hellhole. Leave the guys sort of gregarious about
jocular.
The sort of jocular about the whole... my cousin, Melissa. And his older brother held me down, and I was violated, and sodomy. Yeah, those were the days. The old molestation days with the cousins, yeah. You see what you people turn other people into?
Mm-hmm.
You see, this is what happens. It doesn't happen once you get a little bit older and the cement in your brain dries, like mine. Mine has become petrified now. Nothing can penetrate it. Even actual bits of useful information cannot permeate my skull.
Oh, kryptonite.
But when you're... Yes. But spent uranium could not make it. It's not hard enough to impregnate my skull. But when you're 10 and you're 9 and you're 5 and you're 11 and that uncle gives you a little goose in after a few... Sixers, a Pabst, tall boys, pow, locked in. Then it becomes frozen and it can't get out. Aha! See, nothing can get in, but for our caller, nothing can get out. That's heavy, Drew. Write that down. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. We'll be back after this.
Loveline will be right back, so get your problems ready.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on Zone 105.
Pride and satisfaction in a job well done. It's a great feeling, and it's why a lot of people get into the construction business. It's these kinds of people that Taffy Construction is looking for. Taffy Construction is looking for new carpenters. And get this, no experience necessary. That's right. Taffy will start you on a career path with pay training while learning from the best in the business.
And if you've got experience, Tappy is always hiring. Tappy Construction has set itself apart from the competition with a higher average wage, great medical and dental benefits, paid holidays and vacations, a 401k, and an excellent record of stable year-round employment. If you have no experience but are willing to work hard and learn a valued career, or if you have experience but are looking for something better, then you should call Tappy. With many job sites throughout the area, chances are good you'll work close to home. You deserve to work for the best construction company in the area, Tappy Construction. Call 612-919-WORK. At Tappy Construction, they don't just build great homes, they build great careers. Call 612-919-WORK today. That's 919-9675.
I wonder if these shoes really match my dress.
Does my hair look right, or is it a mess?
Will my jokes get a laugh, or will fate be cruel?
One thing I know, my breath is cool.
Surge Powerful Mints have more than just a powerful mint taste. They've got rest. Your breath feels powerfully clean, powerfully fresh.
Come on! Now when I put myself together, I put aside the doubt.
Look out, world, I'm stepping out.
Surge Powerful Mints in the sleep pack. Be certain with Surge.
Time now for the Weekly Planner. Grumpy's on Washington presents Girl Party. Join Shelley Miller from 7 to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Watch episodes of Sex in the City, drink Cosmos and Martinis, get your nails done, and meet psychic Ruth Lorden. That's Girl Party, Sundays from 7 to 9 p.m. at Grumpy's. Oh, boys can come too. Are you ready to change your latitude? Be sure to come by Champs Americana in Woodbury on Thursday, November 16th from 8 to 10 p.m. and register to win a trip for two to go Loco and Acapulco and other great zone prizes. That's Champs Americana in Woodbury on Thursday, November 16th. Join Shelley Miller at the 4th Street Station and the Lab every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. for great live music. This Wednesday, November 15th, it's Gin House Jed with Skip Dilly and Shoot Lucy. There will be free bar tab giveaways and other great prizes. $1 draft beer and $4 martinis. 4th Street Station and the Lab is located on 4th and Sibley in downtown St. Paul. Join Shelley Miller at Tui's in Burnsville for Wild Tuesdays. At Wild Tuesdays at Tui's, you can qualify to win Minnesota Wild Sweet Passes and Wild Mountain Lift tickets. Drink two for once on selected beer and listen to alternative classics. For more info, check zone105.com. That's the Weekly Planner. Listen for updates.
Hey, this is Ben, overnights on Alternative Classics Zone 105. Now, since you're already up this late, why don't you just hang out all night with me? I'm up after midnight. I've got 20 years of alternative classics, 80s flashbacks, and a whole lot of love. Just ask yourself this. Do you really like your job? I mean, do you?
20 years of alternative classics, Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Zone 105. Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, everybody. He plays Spike the Vampire.
The second best show on television.
That's right. Right? Just behind the man show. WB, everyone, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Drew, who are all the good-looking people in that next room? It's really an attractive group in there. Who is that?
Nobody you know.
I know, but what are they? Are
these
they with
are
the
with DrCoop.com?
What'd you guys do? Go out boozing?
No,
go out, go out eating tonight?
It's people that either put that deal together or actually from that company, and now DrDrew.com is a part of DrCoop.
Wow, what are they? Do they work, these people? I mean, they're good looking. They shouldn't be working. They like work in an office in a movie. You know, like in TV series,
actually,
they have good-looking people working.
Most of them are ballistic experts.
That's right. Which one of you chicks is the explosives? Explosives, and who throws the knives? I see. And oh no, well, hold on. You can't have two. You know, it is funny. They never have two people that are pretty good with knives.
One is all you need.
One is good with knives. One's the ballistics expert. The other is the now the new edition is now the computer.
Oh, yeah.
Can hack in any system, right? Which one of you hacks in any system? Over here in the middle, and who's the sexy, super sexy one who kind of never actually has sex? But
the psychologist.
Ooh, the psychologist with the hair in the bun and the glasses, but really, really hot, yep. Short skirts with the slit up the side. Yeah, and then the martial arts expert. They're all there. All right. Well, that is a very attractive bunch, Drew. You were smart to jump ship at Drew.com and get in with the good-looking people over at Coop.com. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
C. Everett Coop?
Mm-hmm.
I like
a babe when he sees one, that guy.
I like C. Everett Coop because he looks like He looks like the guy who's on the cover of that Kansas album. You remember that?
It's Captain Ahab.
Is that Captain Ahab? Yeah, ever see that Kansas album from, like, the early 80s? The guy with the beard and no mustache? I can't think of it. Oh, Drew, I'm looking at you. You don't know Steve Largen as you retire. Maria? Never seen The Shining. You understand Drew's never seen The Shining?
Come on, it's Kubrick.
He didn't never... Mm-hmm. He didn't, well, do you know who Kubrick is, sir?
I know.
Okay, good. Maria?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
I'm 16. Right. I work at a restaurant. Fairly small restaurant.
Strike one.
Yeah.
We get a lot of I work at restaurants or grocery store calls.
What restaurant?
It's not a chain of anything.
I see.
Actually, two brothers founded it about 4 years ago. And one of the brothers has become a good friend of mine.
So the owner is hitting on you?
Basically.
How old is he?
He's 27.
Yeah.
27. That's You're 16.
Right. That is not right.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I was going on a little jag about chefs getting a lot of tail, and for some reason women looking at chefs as if they were some sort of celebrity. Restaurant owners are amongst the slimiest guys on the planet.
Yeah.
Yes, restaurateurs, if they're not gay, are slimy.
They're the people who have flunked out of every other management program in the world.
10% of restaurant owners that aren't gay are slime balls. I don't trust these guys.
It's not the restaurant.
And the managers.
It's the managers, and not of nice restaurants. We're talking about
just... No, nice, too. Nice.
Adam, did you wait tables like me?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to.
Yeah. James.
Bad managers, bad restaurant owners, horrible
people. You did. McDonald's.
I gave a sweep and a mop of the dining area.
That is just part of that food chain of restaurants.
Time to clean. Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I was smart. I waited tables at a restaurant where you're forbidden for tipping. That was my genius when I was 16. Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Are you having sex with him?
No, don't.
So what's your question?
I think this is sexual harassment. I think you should report the guy.
No, it's his restaurant.
No, because... I'm not the only one, but I mean, he definitely has focused on me. But
why would he pick you? What makes you a good victim?
She's good looking. That's why I picked her.
Victim.
Well, I wish.
Are you good looking?
He seems to think so.
Wait. What about victim?
I don't know why he picked me.
Have you ever raped or molested?
No.
Would you like to be? No. All right, so you're not going. See, we know. See, Drew, wait a minute. She couldn't have been raped or molested because she's not going for it.
Right, okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Maria, you're fine.
But I'm just wondering, because there definitely is an attraction there, and I don't know why I am attracted to him at all.
Well, he's got that leather members-only jacket. He drives that IROC. He gets to call the... He's the guy who makes the uses the Marks-A-Lot board and does the special.
No.
This writes a special with a little picture of the crab in the corner.
It's the
starfish.
Authority, that's what's...
Yeah, he's the power. He's the alpha male over there. He decides you're going with the bouillabaisse instead of the gazpacho.
No, he knows nothing about cooking. He's the bartender.
I see.
I'm just wondering, he's always saying... I mean, he's definitely, like, kept his... I wouldn't say kept his distance, but... He has refrained from crossing the line.
All right. You'd like him to cross the line, though?
No, I'm just saying...
Well, what do you want?
He's always saying, when I'm 18.
Oh, great. So what's the question for us?
I'm wondering, should I pursue this when I'm 18?
You won't be so interested when you're 18.
Just tell her yes.
Years ago.
Yes, a year and 9 months from now, I want you to go balls out for this guy.
He'll be 30.
That'll be great. He'll be married. Hey, Maria?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I understand you thinking this way. Everyone thought this way when they're 16, but when you get to be old like us and you look back on it, you realize it's comical. It really is. It's almost retarded in its logic. You'll be in love with some guy in a month and a half from now.
I wish.
Believe me. Now, what's up with you? Why don't you have guys your own age?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Well, you're very mature. I can tell you that.
Huh?
You're probably too old for your average 16, 17
year
old.
Yeah, I am. That is my problem. I know that.
But listen, what's wrong with dating an idiot? Guys do it all the time. Can't you find a good-looking guy who's not so smart and just hang with him?
I can't find a guy, period. I have never had a boyfriend, ever.
Why?
What's up?
I don't know. I'm 6 foot tall, and I think that's very intimidating for some people.
Yeah. What are you coming in at?
Hmm?
What weight? Cruiser, light, heavyweight? What are
you? Mine is like chunky.
Chunky? Okay. No.
135.
135, 6 foot. So you're too good looking, too tall for men?
I don't know.
All right, let me hold on a second.
A friend needs to refer her for modeling.
Yeah. Let me explain something, y'all. I've used this example before, and I'm going to use it again. The women who, and the men, oh, the men never use this, never have this angle, I'm too good looking to date. Women are intimidated. Although I may start adopting.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Why? Why don't I date? Frankly, I'm too hot. Women are intimidated. I'm over 6 foot. I'm broad at the shoulder and shoulder, narrow at the hip, and I have very silky skin. Your touch. See that? So women are intimidated. But women do use this once in a while, which is they're too hot to date. Men are scared to talk to them. And I say it like this. I use this example. If you put an ad in the paper that says 1999 turbo Porsche, cobalt blue, 5,000 miles, mint condition, never driven in the rain, always garage, all records, owned by one doctor, $100. There's a certain amount of people who wouldn't even pick up the phone because there's got to be a joke. This is a goof, something. That's 10%. Everyone else is diving on the phone trying to get that turbo Porsche for $100. And that's what I say about these 6 foot super women that are too good looking to date. Yes, there is a certain percentage of men who will not come up and talk to you. Mm-hmm. The same guys who wouldn't pick up the phone to get that turbo Porsche. Everyone else is on top of you, just like the guys who are. You think you're not going to get a phone call? You put a turbo Porsche in for $100? Believe me, the phone's ringing. And if you're a super good looking chick, the phone's ringing. Because let me just do the math for you. If you're moderately good looking and you're getting asked out on dates, and you're better looking than moderate, and then you're super good looking, that's how it goes up. Believe me.
Yeah, but for 16-year-olds,
I don't
for
care.
For 16-year-olds, they can't.
Doesn't matter. 6 foot tall, hot looking guys are asking out, and if they're not, it's something that you're doing. It's not about you being intimidating. Mm-hmm. All right, it's something with your attitude.
Right.
Okay. Jennifer.
Yeah.
I love it when guys do that. In a year and 11 months, I'm going to be banging the bejesus out of you. On your birthday. I'll just take the cake, slide it right off the table, and start banging you. Jennifer, you're 17. What's up?
I had a question for James.
Here he is.
I was wondering whether you prefer performing on stage or on camera better.
They're very different, you know. I think probably performing on stage is a lot funner because you're kind of in control of the whole story, you know. Yeah, it doesn't matter if the producer is dead, frankly, as long as the audience is there. I love the producer on the show, but when you're doing film, you're more like a building block for someone else to tell a story.
And also, I wanted to.
But they make you look a lot cuter on film, so you know you got that.
And I also want to say you're great. You're awesome. I watch Buffy every week, and it's just.
Thank you.
I'm actually talking to you.
Oh, sweet. You know what? There's 200 people working on Buffy, and all 200 of them are making me look cool, though.
Yeah.
I'm a big goof in real life.
No, he's not. He's super cool.
Thank you.
Did you see the house on Haunted Hill, Jennifer?
Yeah. Well, I watched it mainly because I saw the old one. I want to see how they did the new one. Just to compare.
I saw the house on Haunted Hill, and I liked it, but I was a little bit frustrated because I and the guy I watch it with, we're both stoned, by the way. But at the end, we both looked at each other and said, it's not the house on Haunted Hill, it's the Haunted Hill on, it's the haunted house on the hill.
Yeah.
The hill is not haunted. You see what I'm saying? It's the house that is haunted.
The haunted house on the weird hill.
Yes, the haunted
the
house
hill.
On the steep hill is what I would have called it more accurately. We're both upset. We started to compose a letter, and then we decided to eat more.
I don't think the focus groups reacted well to Steep Hill. It just didn't have anything.
The extremely haunted house and the very steep hill. No? We'll go with plan B.
No, just get back to your pork rinds.
No, I wasn't here. You know, I ate candy. You know, they sell candy at the Blockbuster.
Oh.
You know, which is scary.
Junior Mints.
And not the small sizes either.
No.
But for the big, it's just brutal.
They have, like, you know, Junior Hesher and then Super Stoner and then the Spicoli tray, which I had to borrow a pallet jack to get a Hershey's block out of that.
What happened to the day to
get the thing up and drag it? And thank God I was driving the truck with the hitch on it. I was able to tow it back to the house.
One of the days when you buy candy at the movie theaters and be like six Jujubes.
Yeah, no, everything,
four Junior Mints.
Everything's jumbo now.
Ultra jumbo. Like,
yeah, it's jumbo, but the candy now has more air in it, so it's not quite as bad. Everything has this sort of flaky pastry center with a lot of air, so you get the impression of a big block, but it's a lot of air in there. Yeah, I missed Drew. Did you smuggle and James? Do you remember smuggling candy into the movie theater as a kid?
Oh,
did you get into that?
Oh, yeah.
True? You get into that? Boy.
Well, I've smuggled popcorn as an adult.
Oh,
but
popcorn.
That's just poverty. Yeah.
Popcorn?
Oh, yeah.
Unpopped?
No.
You smuggled popcorn? Like, no, in a 70-foot extension cord. Into the... Really? Smuggling popcorn? That is low rent.
That's poor, man. It's like you got $2 in your pocket. You go to the second-rate movie theater, and you don't have anything else. $2, and you're out.
How do you get the popcorn in?
You just pretend you're fat. You know,
just stuff it.
Yeah.
Stuff it in there.
Right there and just put your hand down your shirt every couple of
you
minutes.
You didn't smuggle a drink in there, like a 2-liter thing of Coke.
No, but can. And then trying to open the thing, waiting for the credits to get loud enough before. Yeah.
I like when guys are drinking in the back of the theater and the bottle drops and it just rolls. It just goes, I mean, like that Miller bottle just goes all the way. For some reason, guys who drink sit in the back. And they need more roll on their bottle or something. Or maybe we don't know about the guys who drink in the front because there's no bottle roll. But then that thing will go and it'll just keep going all the way down. Yeah, I used to go to the liquor store and stock up on the candy and smuggle it in. There was something very gratifying about beating the system that way. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. James Marsh is here from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Dr. Drew is here from Pasadena. I'm going to go socialize with Drew's good-looking friends. What do you say, Drew?
There you go. I'll introduce you.
All right. We'll be back.
Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
This is Adam Carolla. This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSB Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone. From novice to expert, call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry-experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Sexwell now offers tattoos and body piercings.
This just in, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a shirt for piercing.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
Very well. Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing now available at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
Can't make it out to Popular Creeps, but still want to hear the show? Would you like to listen to Freedom Rock while you surf the web? Then check out Zone105.com. It's where you can get all the latest information on our specialty shows.
Yeah, you know, like, he'll be playing next on Popular Creeps, or he'll be on Modern Rock Live.
Inquiring minds want to know. It's all happening at Zone105.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yeah. Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. He is Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number. Oh, forget about it. I'm just trying to kill time. James Marsters is our guest tonight. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He plays a Vampire Spike. WB, Tuesday nights on at 8 o'clock. We've cleared up that controversy. Drew,
yep.
Ready to go?
Ready.
Get back on the phones. Talk to Jason. Jason?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question. It's about blue balls. Mm. And is it like a normal common thing or?
Yes.
Okay. And since Dr. Drew, I guess, is a urologist, right?
No. I'm an internist. Well, what's the question exactly?
What actually causes it?
It's congestion. It's thought to be blood and lymphatic congestion of that area.
Right.
Okay.
The real, you know, I mean, the layman's is, you know, it's when the bitches ain't putting out, right? And that's what Drew just wrote down on a scratch pad.
You get a lot of pain?
Yeah, it's usually a dull, nauseating pain that actually is kind of actually incapacitating.
Yeah.
I just...
Wait a minute. How often do you have this?
Last year, I was dating a girl, and she, you know, she had finally let me have sex with her, but she didn't want it that way, so I wasn't pushing it.
All right, but what about some, I'm looking for the word here.
Yeah,
but some alternatives. Yeah, some imaginative alternatives, such like a hand job or blow job, something that ends with job, rim job. Hey, by the way, when you're having sex and you're getting something that has job in it, that's good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Put me down for whatever has job.
Work
at the end of it. I like the idea of the work being associated with the sex.
Only time, Adam, I think the word job makes you feel good.
Right.
Okay, so is there any way to avoid this other than...
masturbation.
Release, yes, release.
Getting off. Okay, I haven't had that problem lately because I'm meeting some more easily. Girls are easier to take to bed.
Good for you.
I was just kind of wondering...
Yeah,
it's
congestion. Well, listen, here's what it is. It's not a good idea to interrupt the cycle or process...
of release.
In any facet of biology, I figured this out. Meaning, if you have to sneeze, you should sneeze.
Yes.
You shouldn't grab your nose at the last second. You'll blow your nuts will explode, right?
Every right? damn time.
Whatever,
I hate that.
Whatever it is you're trying to do, whether it's vomit or sneeze or ejaculate or take a leak or take a dump, whatever it is, you should do it. And if you don't do it, you're liable to hurt something.
Yes.
And this is sort of a slower process, the ejaculation, but it's sort of the same thing, and same theories apply, which is your area says, hey, we're going, boys. And
well, that's what the wet dream is for, isn't it? We're jumping. We don't care what you're going to do. We're going.
But that's a little different, and that's more of a build-up over time.
I went to wet dream way before blue balls. Tonight I've learned that it actually exists. I thought it was just something.
No,
that
blue balls.
Yeah,
some people.
Well, what it is you make out with someone for 5 hours, but you never get that release, and you don't know about that because you're a celebrity and you play the guitar, so you insist on the orgasm before. Or the day with the young lady, and they usually go along with that. But if you weren't on Buffy the Vampire Slayer and you didn't play the guitar,
next year
you have to join our ranks where you don't have that release until you can get home and get it yourself. And by the way, you know the date's going bad when you're thinking, oh, I can't wait to get home and jack off. Oh man, come on, let's wrap this up so I can get home and get it my stuff. This could be great. And you like look down at your junk. You go to the bathroom. It's like, hey, I'm sorry, brother. I know it's 4.5 hours. I know it's long for me too. We'll be home soon.
I'll make it up to you, honey.
Yeah, you can sleep in the car.
Did you beat off?
Esme.
Yeah.
You're 19. What's up?
Recently, I had 4 members of my family murdered. And I just wanted to know, like, how do I deal with things? Like, I'm playing sports. Obviously, I'm still in college. And I just, like, sometimes I just don't want to get up. I don't want to...
What happened?
It was my sister and my sister's boyfriend. I don't know, one night they just decided... They thought that my parents were going to divorce each other. And it ended up to be that they tried staging a burglary, but I guess it got out of control and they ended up killing my dad, my 2 brothers, and my sister.
Who did?
my sister's boyfriend. It goes into detail, like my sister's boyfriend told my sister's boyfriend told my sister to wait in the bathroom, and he said that he was going to just get a tie up to everyone, and everything was not supposed to happen the way it did, but it ended up going the way it did.
I mean, there's something very wrong with this story, first of all. Whatever really happened is not what you're being told.
Really? Why not?
They pretended to have a burglary, because they thought they were going to get a divorce?
Yeah, she's supposed to...
I mean, please.
Okay, now that's retarded.
Please.
And imagine... I'm thinking... I don't want to make any lie to this, but if you're the dad and you realize the sister's boyfriend is about to kill you, you're like, your last thought has to be, you are so grounded. you know what I mean? I mean, like, you were grounded for a million years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You thought you putting a dent in the Buick was grounding? Yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Boyfriend killing me? Huge. You'll never get out of your room. Something is gone. Something is missing from this story.
The story is completely wrong. Whatever it is.
If you guys don't think I'm like...
No, we believe you. It's just you're not being told the truth.
Drug addict?
This is what the detectives are telling me, and I woke up, in the middle of like everything. I saw my dad before he died.
Oh, my God.
Well, where were you? In the house?
Yeah, it still happened that because my door was closed, I was fortunate enough. Me and my sister are the only ones, plus my mom, who was stabbed, but somehow, like, made it.
Is he doing speed or something? Was this guy doing speed?
No.
Oh, come on. He has to.
There's no drugs?
Honestly, they told us they weren't doing anything. I'm pretty sure that my sister was saying, I don't know what her problem was. And the thing is, like, supposedly the reason why we didn't hear no screams is because they put tape over that everyone's mouth, because it was in the middle of the night.
Okay, yeah, but let me ask a few questions here.
The drug thing.
Your sister, why over a divorce? Why would you rob?
They weren't divorced. She thought they were, just because, like, supposedly my dad made comments.
Okay, that's different now. He thought they were going to get divorced and killed everyone.
She was just scared, supposedly.
I know. Listen, I know they weren't divorced. Why would you kill people over a divorce? And why would your sister's boyfriend care that your parents were getting divorced?
I have no idea.
That's what's weird.
What's going on here? I mean, you can grieve, and I'm sorry for what's happened and all that.
But they're not telling you.
But there's big pieces missing from this puzzle.
Here's the SB. Have you taken advantage of victims of violent crimes or anything like that?
That's how it happened. Like, it happened on July 21st. So we already had everything paid for and everything. We've got that, and, like, I'm seeing, like, a therapist and everything.
All right, great, because you're going to have a post-traumatic stress disorder from this. And
did you say you were stabbed?
No, my mom was.
And your mom was not killed, though?
No.
Just your father and three siblings?
Yeah.
Just.
I mean, not just, but I mean, yeah, I didn't mean to say just, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just
forget.
Okay.
Just stay with helping.
We're going to get divorced.
Listen, are you on any medication?
Taking Celexa.
Is it helping?
Not really.
You got to get back to the psychiatrist, whoever's prescribing, because this needs to be dealt with regularly and carefully, and you have to have lots of follow-up.
I see him every week on Wednesday.
Is that a therapist or psychiatrist?
Psychiatrist. It's not working.
And you tell it?
I'm playing basketball, too, and I'm, like, keeping up.
It's amazing you're doing as well as you are, SB. It's amazing. And listen, don't look so much at the negative now. Look at the fact that you're able to be at school. You're able to function. You're feeling okay. You survived. There's just a ton.
Well, and
it's going to take a long time to even be remotely near normal.
And look at the fact that you were spared as some sort of message or mission. I mean, I don't want to get too philosophical about the whole thing, but you were spared. You have your life, and you can still have a good life and do good work and have your own family and sort of live on
as they would want you to live on. And listen, be clear with a psychiatrist about the fact that your symptoms are not well controlled.
Right.
I'm not sure you're really telling them that.
Let's take a nice break and have a cry and a hug, and we'll be back after this.
Hello, this is your radio.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Sexwell now offers tattoos and body piercing.
This
Justin, tattoos and body piercings will now be available at Sex World. For more, we take you live to the third floor of Sex World, where officials are waiting to make a shirt for Pierce.
This thing on. My guess is that you're not here to cover our newest vibrator. Of course, maybe she is. Anyway, as you've probably already heard, Sex World is now proud to offer tattoos and body piercings here on our third floor. The shop is called Sin and Ink. They specialize in all types of tattoos, traditional, custom, tribal, you name it, they do it. The tattooing and body piercing equipment at Sin and Ink is all state-of-the-art, and cleanliness is their top priority. Well, that's about all there is to say. Please help yourselves to the deli trays set up inside the video booth to your left. And, of course, as always, thank you for coming.
There you are, Sin and Ink. Tattoos and body piercing, now available at Sex World. 241 2nd Avenue North, the Warehouse District, downtown Minneapolis.
The world is operating at internet speed. Do you have the skills to keep yourself from being left behind? Minnesota School of Business and Globe College are your superhighways for taking the lead in the cutting-edge world of Cold Fusion, Flash, Dreamweaver, Quark Express, Illustrator, JavaScript, Windows NT, Cisco routers, and more. MSD Globe's courses in e-commerce, networking, and computer graphics are designed for everyone, from novice to expert. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. Excellent employment opportunities exist as companies retool at a frantic pace to meet the demand of today's computer generation. Let MSB Globe's industry-experienced instructors teach you the skills companies are looking for. MSB Globe offers financial aid to those who qualify, career placement services, and small classes. Call Minnesota School of Business and Globe College at 651-229-3600. That's 651-229-3600. Don't be left behind.
You've heard it all before. We offer great pay. You're part of the family here. There's lots of room for advancement. Sometimes looking for a new job opportunity is a real pain you know where. What's a person to do? Do you really want the opportunity to succeed? Not just another dead-end job? If you've grown tired of hearing the same old sales pitch only to find out it's not what they say, it's time to check out the opportunities with Super America. Due to recent promotions, Super America is looking to fill the ranks. Super America is always in need of great candidates for their manager trainee program, as well as assistant managers. That's Super America, you really do get flexible hours, both full and part-time positions, and if you do work full-time, you get the full benefits you deserve. Working for Super America will deliver the good pay, benefits, and an actual opportunity to advance with their successful operation. Stop by the Super America nearest you, or call the Super America job line at 612-887-6160. Forget about all the broken promises from past employers. Get in with a company that treats its employees right. Super America. Check out all of what Super America has to offer on the internet at speedway.com. Super America is an equal opportunity employer.
In the last couple of years, the biggest change in jewelry fashion has been in the wearing of diamond bracelets. No longer saved for just a dress item, today they're worn with jeans and to the office as well. At the Shane Company, our bracelet buyers have dramatically expanded our selection to accommodate this shift in fashion. One of my favorites is a 2-carat total weight diamond bracelet for $12.95 that looks best with casual wear. The diamonds are so subtle, I call the look understated elegance. Of course, whether you want 1 carat or any weight up to 10 carats, if you buy her diamond bracelets from the Shane Company, you're guaranteed giving her substantial quality bracelets, well-made and comfortable for her to wear and enjoy forever.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company, in Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, weekends till 5. Also available online at ShaneCo.com.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station. Zone 105 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashback at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. All right. We done doing the armchair detective work in here?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's awful.
Very depressing. All right, James Marsters, everybody. I don't know. I'm too depressed to even plug it. Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock, WB. Thanks, James.
You're welcome, Mr. Kirk.
Good seeing you. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Do you really think society's crumbling?
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Fingle. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment. KZNR. Lakeville, 105.1. KZNT. Cambridge, 105.3. KZNZ. Eden Prairie, 105.7.
It all comes together to make...
Alternative Classics, Zone 105.
Alternative Classic Zone 105 and music from Tonic. What's going on? It's been hanging out all night with you, taking requests, 989-9105. So far lined up, David Bowie, some Soul Asylum local music, yo. Right now, Tears for Fears on Alternative Classic Zone 105.
I'm Mary Lucia, Mornings on Zone 105.
You know, Mary and I, sure, we're very talented, amazing morning show hosts, but we have other creative interests.
Brian and I are working on a sitcom pilot entitled Keep On Keeping On. Brian, it's been so long since you've gotten some. Tell me, were there cars then?
Like, I don't know. Thanks for the news flash, Dan Rather. Yeah, well, what about you, Mary? That last guy you had over here looked like maybe his mom and dad met at a family reunion.
Well, hey, I'd rather have hillbilly love than none, Brian. Brian, my hands are full. Can you hold my muffin?
Sure. I'll hold your muffin, Mary. Whatever you say.
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Mornings on Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Call you up in the middle of the night. Like a fireflower fire. Torch burning. I was the key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I couldn't leave. One more promise I couldn't keep. It seems no one can help me now. I'm in too deep. There's no way out.
Alternative Classics Zone 105.